Max Reinecke, 30 years as Dr. Max, is joining us, chiropractor extraordinaire. Max, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are things up there in Watertown?
We got more snow than you do. How's that?
Well, that I'm excited for you.
You know, you wanted to talk a little bit about spring, and it reminded me sometimes you have to go south to find spring, and we got people that really want to get ready, to be ready for summer, for spring. Do you have a couple of points you want to make this morning?
Well, I do. If last week I said if someone wanted to lose 20 pounds for a spring wedding or something, they wouldn't start the week before, they'd start a couple months before. So now's the time to start getting ready for spring. I had a patient that mentioned her husband was having shoulder trouble last golf season, went to the doctor. They said it was rotator cuff. He went to the on-site physical therapist there at Great Life, and they had him doing some, they always, for shoulder problems, it seems like the therapist wants you to do something with the bands. You're supposed to exercise your way out of the pain. Which is kind of funny because exercising is what you got into your problem. So this guy's got a shoulder problem. So should I tell the listeners what I do for a shoulder problem?
You know what? I would like to hear.
All right. First of all, we look to see if there is a lack of power. Is there a pinched nerve in the neck causing the muscles in the shoulder to be unable to function? If a muscle can't work, it can't protect the joint, and that joint's going to start to wear out. So much like with your knee, Bill, I found a weakness in your foot and found the pinched spot in your back and adjusted that, and the knee began to respond to whatever therapy we did. That would be the first thing we'd do with the shoulder. We would look to see if there is a neck problem that has set the shoulder up for failure.
My senior business partner was complaining this morning that he's got hip pain and he doesn't know quite what to do. He said, I wonder if I ought to talk to Dr. Max.
Well, I must say, as big an ego as I have never helped anyone by just talking with them. So you do have to come in and see us, and then we can help. But with your senior partner, and I use that term loosely, your senior business partner, John, with a hip problem, same thing. Test the muscles that run the hip and see if he has a low back problem that has caused that hip to be his bad hip rather than the one on the opposite side. Most of the time with an older, middle-aged patient, we're going to find some spinal involvement that has caused this bad body part to develop. Whether that is present or not with a shoulder or a hip, we're also going to look for does that joint have all the proper ranges of motion it's supposed to have? And with a hip, it is an adjustment to improve mobility of that ball and socket joint. A ball and socket joint gives you a lot of range of motion. But it's a relatively simple joint. It gets stuck and you get it moving. The shoulder, on the other hand, is a very complex joint. If you can imagine a joint in the body that allows a major league pitcher to throw a fastball, if you've ever seen a pitcher in slow motion, it almost looks impossible, the position he puts his arm and the stretch on his elbow and his shoulder. So there's about 9 different ways a shoulder can lose its mobility, and we have a way to check for each one of them, and we have an adjustment to correct each one of those 9 problems.
Makes sense to me. You've been doing this how many years?
Well, you keep asking me that, Bill, and it keeps getting longer and longer. March 1st, I will be in the business since 1980. So that is going to be 36 years.
36 years. So when I say 30 years, I really ought to say 35 plus now, 36
yes.
plus.
Yes.
Now, all chiropractors are not created equal. What is the difference with you and those that are a big part of your office?
Well, in deference to our great creator, I would say that I have probably longer arms and bigger hands than most chiropractors. That's how I was created unequal or different. But I was also created with a drive to learn everything I could. This was instilled by my parents. Both of them were teachers. My mother was South Dakota Teacher of the Year in 1975, but 76. But that willingness to learn and that striving for perfection has made me, I think, your go-to chiropractor. If you've never been to the chiropractor, call Reinicke Chiropractic. We have a way of explaining things that will make sense to you. We have a treatment that will work for you. If you've been going to the chiropractor and you want to get a second opinion, we have no problem with that. I'd be happy to let you know what I would do differently, and you can take it or leave it.
And you say there are two types of people in the world?
Yes, there are. There are people that need a chiropractor and have one, and there are people that need a chiropractor and don't realize that they do. That's why I'm on the radio with you, Bill.
And I appreciate you being with us. You're a chiropractor for all seasons. It makes a big difference. And don't you think you ought to be a part of people's health toolbox?
Every person should have a chiropractor on their healthcare team. Very much. We've got dentists. We've got optometrists and oculists. We have our family doctor. And it's much... I'll tell you what, if you get a chiropractor on your healthcare team now, when you get to be older, you will just have a medical doctor on your team. You will not have a medical doctor, a cardiologist, a nephrologist, a dermatologist, and an endocrinologist. If you come in and let your chiropractor keep you healthy, you won't need all those specialists when you get old.
All right, we got people out there saying, including my business partner, Dave, how do I find this guy? Has he got a website? Does he have a phone number? Where is he located at in Sioux Falls?
Well, we were talking back in the days when I didn't even have a fax machine. But yes, we have a phone number. We have a website, ReinickeClinic.com. We have podcasts of old shows on the website. We have a blog on the website. We have a Facebook page, Reinicke Clinic. And, of course, our phone number is 335-0880. And do I have a minute left?
You do.
I would just like to say to listeners out there, last election, we passed and initiated Measure 17. And that allowed patients the right to keep their own doctor and to make it... something that a health care plan couldn't change things so much that you wouldn't be able to keep your doctor. What it basically does is that anyone that is running a health care plan has to include any doctor that wants to be in that plan. Another word for it is any willing provider. Well, there are powerful forces in the state and in the city of Sioux Falls that are out to change the decision of the people. And there is a bill in the legislature called House Bill 1017 that would change the initiated measure that was passed by almost 60%. So anyone that goes to Cracker Barrels, anyone that's kind of in that legislative process, it is February after all, look into that and tell your legislator how you feel and how you think they should vote. It's an important thing that the will of the people doesn't get changed by corporate lobbyists.
Dr. Max Reinicke, Reinicke Chiropractic, appreciate the visit, and we'll talk again next week.
You watch out for the ice under the snow, folks.